Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I am joined now by Madison Cruz, one, and Brad Gazan, two, as the U.S. men's national team is calling Atlanta home for a couple of big games ahead of the World Cup this summer. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the Atlanta United match from the weekend. Not the most fun night at the office. DC was probably happy with it not being a whole lot of fun. What are your takeaways from the scoreless draw?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you hit the nail on the head. They came in with a game plan of sitting in and defending. And, unfortunately for us, right, from the attacking side, we weren't able to find that breakthrough. But also from the positives of it, you know, defensively organized, very solid. Obviously, the clean sheet, that's a huge plus. And so being able to build on that and now add hopefully the attacking side to it is where I think the look now starts to turn to of putting it all together.
I think, too, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Tata at the end of the game, too. How would you assess the progress that the team has made for the first five matches of the season?
Yeah, I think, from day one to now, right, and you look at the games, you look at the results, there's a little bit of a mixed bag. But the understanding of what Tata wants and how to play identity, right, but more so just the principles of what Tata is trying to instill in the team, I think that is certainly starting to shine through a lot more. And I think will only continue to grow as they spend more time together.
I love that we're kind of in this unique situation where we have an Argentine manager here with Atlanta United. We have an Argentine manager with the U.S. men's national team. And they're different, but they come from the same school. You know, like, I think they're actually pretty similar. You've gotten to know Maurizio a little bit now with the national team. Obviously, you know Tata extremely well. How would you describe the two of them as similar, and where are they different?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you talk about, you know, those two managers specifically, you know, instantly, right, when you speak to them, you can recognize their passion and their intensity that they want their players to, one, play with. They want their players to carry with them onto the field, which I think is of course important. But when that is coming from the manager and you can feel that from the manager, I think that gives you that little bit more of saying, yeah, okay, like let's go out and compete. And then, you know, differently, I think when you have a national team manager, the time that they have together with the team is such a small period of time to try and get guys coming from all these different club teams on the same page. Whereas a club team manager, now all of a sudden, you know, daily, you know, day in, day out, they're working with the team, trying to implement different tactical ideas, trying to make sure they fine tune things to make sure that every weekend is going to present a challenge, a different challenge, and they're ready for that.
And then you have Portugal as well as Belgium here in the next couple of days for these friendlies. How important are these friendlies going to be, especially going up against two really solid countries, especially as you look ahead to the World Cup?
Yeah, it's huge, right? This is a big test collectively, right, as a team in terms of understanding that these two teams are, I don't want to use the word favorites, right? But they have the potential to do something really exciting over the course of the summer in the competition itself. And so it's going to be a big challenge. It's going to be a big challenge for the U.S. in terms of on-field performance and understanding Pochettino's ideas and what they're trying to do as a team, but then also individually, right? You've got guys individually that are trying to fight for these spots on this squad. And so they want to make sure that they put their best foot forward and they have a good performance individually. But I think if they're able to do that as individuals, that's ultimately going to help the collective and should make for a really exciting two games.
I want to come back to the individual side, but you mentioned like the favorite situation. So I'm with you. I kind of have Belgium and Portugal in that second tier, which there's a lot of teams in that right. second tier. I think it's Spain's the favorite to me, Argentina, the defending champs, France, obviously right there. England is in the mix. Maybe Brazil, I don't know. I think that one's the swing team. Where do you see the U.S. in this conversation? Because the hosts often make runs.
Yep.
We saw it in 94, for example. That team punched above its weight, got to a knockout round. Where do you see the U.S. in terms of reasonable expectations for the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's not crazy to talk about getting out of the group and winning, you know, afterwards, right, into the knockout rounds. But I think a lot is going to depend on how the group stages go. And I say that, of course, yes, winning is going to help. But if they're able to do it in a way where it creates this excitement and this buzz throughout the country, to have an entire country behind you, it gives you something more, right? It's not going to help you trap a ball. It's not going to help it, but it's going to give you that belief, that confidence. And at the same time, all the other teams that are in this country, right, that are a part of this competition, they're going to be like, man, look at the U.S. is flying. You don't want to go up against them because you're not just competing against 11 guys on the field or the U.S. in terms of their locker room. You're competing against an entire country and you're now going to be going up against it in the stadium, right? And so I think if they're able to have a good start in the group stages and create this buzz and excitement, I think the sky's the limit.
And I feel like, too, this is one of, like, I feel like the first time where we actually have such a big, solid, like, roster, where it's like decisions need to be made because of the amount of talent that we have in this squad this year. When you look at that, I mean, how important is it to have that competition? And, you know, especially in Belgium and Portugal, for a lot of these younger guys to maybe, you know, make the case of, hey, like, I deserve to be in this roster.
Yeah, for sure. I think you saw that a little bit in the games in November, right? And guys stepping up and being given an opportunity and taking that opportunity with both hands and saying, yeah, let's go. You know, I'm ready for it. And I think that's the beautiful part of where we're at as a soccer country. We have so many players playing in a high level, playing meaningful minutes for their club team. And that when they do get this opportunity with the national team, they take it. They grab hold of that chance. And listen, ultimately 11 guys are going to get picked by the manager and the staff and say, right, these are going to be the 11 guys for this game. And maybe, you know, a different 11 or the same 11 for another game, whatever, you know, what have you. But it's going to be important for tactical flexibility, for understanding who you're going up against, who you're playing. And from a fan perspective, you're always going to have people that say, oh, why is so-and-so playing? And why isn't this guy playing? Or he should be playing. And it's always easy to look back on it, especially post game, saying, oh, he should have played and he would have made a difference. We don't actually know that, but for whatever reason, player X was selected and you're hoping that that intensity from training, that quality of players playing around the world for their club teams is going to help our team progress through the tournament.
We talked about it a little bit on the pregame, the goalkeeper situation. You have a goalkeeper who has World Cup experience in Matt Turner, and you have a goalkeeper who's been the regular number one for a while now in Matt Freese. How do you see these two games in, I don't know if you even need to clarify the situation, because it feels like Freeze is the guy until proven otherwise. Are these two games going to change anything with that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, first and foremost, you want these games, you want guys to go out and perform, you know, with bravery, with confidence. You want them to go in and play their game, you know, as an individual and ultimately collectively. But, you know, you look at these two games from a goalkeeping standpoint, and they're going to be a tough challenge, yeah. You know, and, you know, as I mentioned, you know, over the weekend when we were on, we were talking about the fact that you want those 10 guys in front of the goalkeeper to look back and say, hey, we believe in whoever's in goal, and they're going to come up with a big save and a big moment and help us win a game. And I think both those guys can certainly do that. It's just a matter of taking that confidence and continuing to let that grow. And hopefully with these two games and performances, they're able to do that for whoever is playing.
I feel like the back line is also a big question mark, because of how many combinations you can have with that too, right. And the amount of players you do have. I mean, I look at Alex Freeman, I think, is one that I've loved getting to watch from last year at Orlando and even now too. But with that, I mean, the different combinations you can have there, I mean, how do you think that's all going to shape out, and especially up against Belgium and Portugal, which you might see something different depending on the team too.
Yeah, and again, I touched on earlier, right, that tactical flexibility. Is it four in the back? Is it, you know, three in the back? You know, what have you? You know, you mentioned, you know, Freeman. I think his ability to get up and down the side and you know, get forward and help the attack, but also defend. His size is important in terms of set pieces. You know, you've got guys, you know, a guy like Chris Richards just commanding and making sure that everything's organized in the back line. And so there's so much, right? And I think, you know, former Atlanta United player, Miles Robinson, yeah. You know, got to give him a shout out, right? But there's so many individuals that it all depends, I guess, on how Pochettino sees he wants to move forward, right? And we can talk for hours about the personnel and the tactics and what goes into it. But ultimately, you're going to need guys that are able to defend in 1v1 situations, guys that are able to deal with, you know, center forwards that are world class, you know, for 90 plus minutes.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
I'm intrigued by the three center back kind of setup that Poch has settled on here in the last six games or so. It feels like he's kind of honed in on what works, but the flexibility that you can create out of it. And you know, Maddie mentions Alex Freeman. You've played behind three center back setups, to be clear, with one of them who's really a fullback who is playing as a center back. Freeman gives you that kind of joker element to it, like Franco Escobar gave here back in the day. What, from a goalkeeper perspective, changes when you've got a three center back setup, but one of them has that freedom to turn into a fullback and make it a four instead of that 3/5.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about awareness and it's all about game recognition in terms of understanding when the right time is to go and when he's going to get forward. If he's going to be part of that three, knowing that if he's going to get forward on the right side, what's happening on the left side in terms of cover and protecting the other two center backs, or depending on what the formation is of the opposition, how many players they're leaving forward. So there's a lot of outside factors that then kind of make those decisions or help you make those decisions that you're always analyzing as a goalkeeper and understanding, hey, if he's going to start to get forward more regularly, we've got to make sure we're communicating to the left side or maybe our six to make sure that everyone's aware of what is actually happening on the pitch.
When you look at these two matches for Atlanta as a whole, I mean, what's the excitement like for you, you know, getting the chance to see something like this happen, especially in a place where you've called home for multiple years now as well?
Yeah, it's really exciting, right? It's exciting to be able to one, show off the city, two, show off the stadium. I mean, the pitch in the stadium, just what Mercedes-Benz is a whole, right, is in being able to show that off to the world. That's exciting. The fact that it's two really tough games and real tests for our team themselves, that's exciting. And so when you put it all together, it's going to make for an awesome weekend or an awesome, you know, 4 or 5 days, which would be really great as a soccer fan. And so I know it's also going to be a little bit of a dry run for what to expect come the summer in terms of hosting 8 games, one of those being a semifinal. I mean, just absolutely massive for the city, absolutely massive for the stadium. So to be able to have these as a kind of foreshadow into the summer, it's going to be really exciting.
Especially with it being almost, we describe it as like it's 8 Super Bowls coming yeah. here. Like, I mean, as someone who's like played in this tournament and been a part of it, like stress how big this is going to be, especially for Atlanta.
Yeah, it's massive. You know, people keep asking me that question. Oh, what's it going to be like, you know, when we have this tournament? And words won't be able to ever do it justice until people just kind of have this experience and they're like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, for some folks, it's going to take them back to 96 in the Olympics. And for others, it's going to take them back to the Super Bowl. And, you know, there's going to be kind of these flashbacks, but it's not going to stop. It's just going to keep coming, you know, day after day after day, game after game after game. And so that part's going to be really cool.
All right, last one. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Out of the roster in these two games, which player maybe has the most to gain in terms of their standing within the depth chart, just impressing Pochettino? Who's got the most to gain in these two games in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the roster, right, when you look at, you know, who has been called upon over the course of Pochettino's, you know, tenure or whatnot, right? You know, I think we touched on it a little bit, but I think it is certainly unique when you look at the goalkeeping situation, right? And you look at Matt Freeze. And so for the sake of the team, for the sake of, you know, where we want to be as this soccer country, I think it's really exciting time for him, yeah. knowing he's been the guy and he's been called upon to play in these games. You know, and so hopefully we're able to have a good run of games here. That we're now able to build on going into the summer. But he's someone that I'm looking forward to seeing his performance. There's so many across the board. You can look at the 9 position. Yeah. You've got guys scoring goals for fun over in Europe, competing at the highest level. And so now it's going to be a decision in terms of, one, not only who's on the team, but who's in the starting 11. Who's coming on to impact the game. So there's a lot of those conversations that certainly will be had.
Let everybody know where they're going to be able to see you over this next week, because you're pretty busy right now.
Yeah, going to be with TNT, with Turner, being able to be on the desk for these games. And so it's exciting to be able to sit down with you know, my other colleagues that will be on the desk and be able to have a great front row seat to the games, to be able to experience them from a little bit of a different vantage point, but one that's going to be exciting, not only for these two, but going forward throughout the year.
Well, once these games are done, we'll compare notes down the line and see what we've learned over these two games. Brad, man, thanks for the time.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Coming up next on AST, we're going to get into some MLS news from around the league. Big announcement this morning that Antoine Griezmann is headed to Orlando in the summer. We'll talk about that and more on the other side of the break. More Atlanta soccer tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.